Wow, 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 and wow. Welcome back to another episode, I guess you call these things, of the Blabbering Man Show, with yours truly, the Blabbering Man, a.k.a. John. I know it's a typical white guy name, but, you know, what can you do? I hadn't done one of these podcasts in a long time. It's actually, I was going to do it like a weekly thing, but time got away from me, and so did everything else. So I'm back with another one, and this one is going to be, I'll think of a good title for it, I don't know, but right now, I wanted to kind of get in here and just kind of talk about one thing in particular, but then I was thinking maybe it's not the right time, maybe it's not the right platform or the right place, I don't know, but at any rate, I want to talk about something that kind of hit me hard earlier tonight. It's basically 4 o'clock in the morning here on the East Coast, and I was watching a friend of mine's stream for a couple minutes, and one of the guys in chat, I'm not going to mention his name, but this guy that streams, his community is great, and really supportive of each other, really kind to each other. You really don't get a whole lot of trolls in there, which is nice. Every now and then you do, but everybody's really polite, which is kind of weird for a game stream. And this guy, me and this guy were kind of chatting back and forth for a minute, and then chat kind of died down. This guy comes out and says something that really hit me hard. He said, my daughter passed away last Saturday, or I guess this past Saturday. She died of cancer. She was 5 years old. And that, I had to read that a couple times. And I didn't really have a reply to him, or a reply for him at the time. And I don't know if he was just reaching, or you know, if he was just trying to fish for sympathy or whatever. But, you know, the only thing I could reply to him is, wow, you know, are you serious? I'm so sorry to hear about this. I can't even imagine what you're going through, because I can't. My daughter's 4, good health. I'm blessed beyond measure to report that to you. So when I read that, a part of me broke, because I honestly couldn't. This guy is, I don't know how old he is. I don't know anything about him. But we talk back and forth a little bit on private messenger or Facebook messenger, whatever it's called. And I just told him, just reassured him that if he needed anything, if he just needed somebody to talk to, that I would be more than willing to talk. I gave him the heads up. I do work third shift, so if you message me here and I don't respond, I'm not ignoring you. But I'm probably sleeping. So I kind of gave him my sleep schedule or whatever. I also gave him my channel's name, where I stream. And I told him, you know, if it's something you just want, if you want to see who you're talking to, you can find me there on these days, because I do have a stream schedule as well. But it really got to me, because it really put a lot of things in perspective, because me and my daughter are, for lack of better terms, 2 peas in a pod. And just the idea of ever having to go through that is mind-numbing. And I wanted to start off with just acknowledging the fact that we are not on this planet for long. And we're not guaranteed a tomorrow. And as much as we would like to think that we are, as much as we would like to believe that, oh, we have plenty of time, you really don't. You really don't, because you don't know when the last time is you're going to punch that time clock in this thing called life. Back in January, I lost a very close friend of mine. He was a year older than me. Not even a year older, really. His birthday would have been, I think May. I think it's coming up in May. But he would be 35, I believe, 34 or 35. I'm not good with ages. I just know that we're close, we're similar in age. But he died of a heart attack, man. And that, going to that that viewing, going to that funeral was another wake-up call for me. As a father and as a 33-year-old man who doesn't go to the gym, who doesn't really do the best for his body, that doesn't drink enough water, that doesn't drink enough milk, that doesn't eat healthy, that's a big wake-up call. Did I turn it around and do better? Absolutely not, because I'm stubborn and just, yeah, I too sometimes think that I got plenty of time to do that, but we really don't. But it got me thinking, and I couldn't help but to try to put myself in this guy's shoes, just because I'm an empath, so I feel like I want to feel what they feel, just so there's words that I can say that will actually help them. But it didn't matter how many times I tried. The reality just wasn't there, because I still have my daughter, thank God. But I just wanted to start this podcast off with that. It's not funny. It's not political. It's not sports. It's life. And something that we all have to realize, once we put all of our differences aside, whether it be religious differences, political differences, or any other type of difference, once we put those differences aside, we're all here to live one life. And unfortunately, some lives are cut short for reasons we'll never understand. Some lives are cut extraordinarily short. 5 years old, 3 years old, infancy. For reasons we won't understand. And it if it doesn't register at all for you, then you live in a bubble, and you live in a world where everything is done for you or whatever. You don't understand how short of a life we actually live. Sometimes the minutes seem like hours. Sometimes the days seem like weeks. Sometimes the weeks seem like months. But the thing that we all have to realize is time still goes by at the same rate of speed, and life happens fast. Which is another reason why it's taken me so long to get back to doing another podcast. Is life happens so fast that so many things have come up between the last one and this one. Nothing bad, you know, nothing crazy has happened, but just the fact that we get tied up sometimes. We get so worked up, or not even worked up, worked up's the wrong word. We get so tied up with life and everything else that goes into it that we don't really take the time for ourselves or each other. If you're in a relationship, we don't take time for your significant other, your fiance, your husband, your wife, whatever, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever you want to do, or whoever you have, not whatever you want to do, I guess that works too, but we get caught up in ourselves sometimes, and it's okay to be caught up in yourself, because, you know, if you're going to be with somebody, you got to be comfortable with yourself first. You can't expect somebody else to make yourself comfortable. But when life happens, we have to be able to manually slow it down. And there's a lot of people out there that they live their life 100 miles an hour, and they get by with that, but their time management is so pristine and so perfect that it doesn't matter. They can still manage. I'm not one of those people. My life is not 100 miles an hour. If it was, I would go absolutely crazy. I have decent time management skills, but it's not something that I want. I don't want an extremely fast-paced life. I like to take things one day at a time. I like to take things one moment at a time, because I respect how fast life goes. So when me and my daughter are together, anytime, any weekend that I have my daughter, we don't always go out and do a lot of things, But the one thing that I never do when she's with me is my phone is usually somewhere else in the house, and it's me and her. It's me and my daughter with little to no outside influence, meaning, you know, I'm not getting text messages, Facebook updates. I'm not, you know, on my computer or playing a game or anything like that. When she's with me, and it's a lot of one-on-one time. Do I get on my phone occasionally with her? Absolutely. We all do. But I make sure my time is managed very well when my daughter's there, because I'm not guaranteed a tomorrow, just like she's not guaranteed a tomorrow. And whenever I think about that, I can't help but to wonder how these parents can have kids, one kid, two kids, 10 kids, doesn't matter, how these parents can have kids, but their nose be buried in their phone, and they wonder why their kids aren't listening to them. Well, it's because you're not taking the time to discipline. You're not taking the time to teach them right from wrong. Or the parents that put an iPad or a phone in front of their kid, you know, their 1 year old or even younger, that's not that phone's job. That phone's job isn't to raise your kid. It's your job. Your job as a parent is to raise your child. That saying of it takes a village is the biggest crock of horse shit known to man. It doesn't take a village. It doesn't take a grip of people to raise a kid. It takes a mother and a father, or a willing mother or a willing father. That's what it takes. It doesn't take a village to raise a child. It takes a wealth of knowledge. And most of the time, it's just for new parents. And even for me to this day, I've been a dad for 4 years. And to this day, there's still a lot of times where I just throw a bunch of stuff in the wall, and whatever sticks, I use that. And whatever doesn't stick, if it's got potential, I'll work on it. If it doesn't have potential, I'll throw it away and try again. But it doesn't take a village. It just takes somebody with a half a brain. You don't have to be a doctor to raise a kid. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist. But this whole mindset of, you know, parenting and your kid being disobedient or whatever the case may be has very little to do with what he watches on TV, and a lot to do with what he sees you doing. Because you can't discipline your kid for staying on the iPad for too long when every time he looks up, you're buried in your iPhone. You see what I mean? Because they mimic. They just see what you're doing and they do the same thing. Why do you think kids want to wear your shoes? Because it's fun and you do it. So if you do it, they got to do it. It's the same reason they repeat what you say. Well, if mommy's saying it or if daddy's saying it, it's okay. And I was raised in a time before the age of the internet, before the age of the cell phone, before the age of smartphones. So when our family went out, there was no outside interruptions. There was no Candy Crush or Pokemon Go or whatever it is. I don't even know if people still play that, but you get what I'm saying. There was no outside influence to that, so we didn't have to worry about it. It was just family time. When we went on vacation, we used a map, a paper map. I don't know if any listeners out there know what a paper map looks like, but imagine you're on your phone and you're using Google Maps, but superimpose your phone by about 100, maybe not 100, but 25 of your phones, and it folds up, and it's about the size of an iPhone Plus or whatever the hell it is. It's about that size. And if you don't fold it up right, then you're going to be lost forever, because now the creases don't line up with some of the rows and you're screwed. But that's what we grew up with. Now it's everybody has a phone. You know, I've seen kids as young as maybe 8, 9 have a cell phone. A smartphone. I mean, you can't really blame the parent for buying them a smartphone, because a smartphone is that's about all you get now. But it's crazy to me. It's mind numbing sometimes. But I don't know. I just thought it was strange. So may I, you know, color me amused, color me impressed. I don't know. But cherish each moment. I said all that to say this. Cherish each moment with your loved ones, because I promise you, you are not guaranteed a tomorrow. Nobody deserves a tomorrow. Nobody deserves anything. No, and nobody certainly should expect anything, because when it's time, it's time. And that's it. You don't get a second chance at life, especially when you're dead. When you're dead, you definitely don't get a second chance. That's what I'm trying to say. Take time, slow down, breathe. Spend time with your kids, quality time. Put your phones down, go outside, throw a ball, kick a ball, doesn't matter. But go out there and spend time with your kids, because they're going to remember the time that you gave them, not the things that you gave them. We're going to be right back. We're going to go pay some bills, and we'll get on with this show, so hold tight. All right, so that last segment got a little bit deep, and that's what I wanted. I wanted to grab everybody's attention, because this whole episode is a little bit more real, not as funny, but a little bit more real. And as I was speaking earlier about time and life and what have you, it's very, very needed to get you guys to understand a little bit of who I am. And not a 5-hour, you know, babble of, you know, verbal diarrhea, but I'm going to get it out there right now, and I'll explain also what I mean, because I don't have a whole lot of time. I used to suffer from severe depression, and it started when my mother passed away. When I was 16, she died a week before my 17th birthday. Now, I can get into a whole nother podcast about that alone. But that's when the depression started. I didn't know it was depression because I was either drunk or high on something after her death. She died right before my birthday, right before all the major holidays. My birthday is not a major holiday, but that was the first celebration that that we didn't celebrate because of my mom's untimely death. Then there was Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, you know, you name it. It you know, 3 months, bam, 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 right there. So I started there, but I didn't know what it was. Now, I didn't have an outlet. I mean, I started writing music at a... That's an airplane, in case you heard that background noise. I didn't start writing music. Well, I mean, I started writing music shortly after her death, but it wasn't until after I got through all the other stuff that I started writing a little bit more and taking it more seriously. But I couldn't function. A lot of times I was just kind of dead in the water. A lot of times I was just trying to figure out my next move, because I had to do a lot of growing up really, really, really fast. You're not supposed to be an adult when you're 17 years old. You're supposed to be a teenager. You're not supposed to have to worry about a lot of things. But I did. I had to. My dad was still very active in our lives. Obviously, they, you know, my mom and dad, they were married 29 years. Would have been 30 years if my mom hadn't died in October. They would have been married in January. Or they would have been married 30 years in January. My mother died in October, so they were just a few months shy of celebrating her big 30. And but my dad was very involved. You know, he had to be, but he was also traumatized. And we're just a family with a very big missing piece to the puzzle. You fast forward a couple years, I was in a relationship to a girl who I thought I was going to marry at the time. I mean, I was 21, something like that. I don't remember exactly my age, but maybe older, 20. Yeah, I was actually older. It was like 22, 23. Been through a couple girlfriends, not obviously nothing serious. They probably could have been serious, but I screwed a couple of them up just by being who I was at the time. Not charismatic. I never cheated or lied or stole or anything like that, so let's not get our... you know, panties in a bunch. I was faithful through all of it. And I got my heart broken, and that's where it really tipped over. I got cheated on, and that was the first time that I actually really felt something for somebody, and they, you know, kind of stabbed me in the back with that. And that's when it hit me. That hit me so hard. I was, because I couldn't ask my mom for advice on how to get through it, you know, because she wasn't there. It was so hard for me to, it was such a tough pill for me to swallow because I had no clue. But it was something that I had, you know, I had to get over. But I fell in an even deeper, darker depression, even darker than, you know, when my mom died. It was that complicated. It was that hard. That didn't matter what I did. It didn't matter who I talked to. I could not get over the fact that this had happened. I was paralyzed in pain, mental pain, not in some instances physical pain, because there's just some sort of, there's something that pops off in your body when you're severely depressed that will put you in physical pain. But there was a moment in all that depression that I had thought I had reached the end of my time, that I wasn't going to get over it. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I could barely function as a human being. I wouldn't shower for days. Long story short, I put a gun in my mouth. And I had decided that this was going to be the end at that moment. I had just earlier in the day went shooting, and I'd cleaned the gun like I always do after a range day or whatever. And I remember I didn't load a magazine. I didn't rack one in the chamber, which means, you know, put a bullet in the chamber for those non-gun owners or, you know, just gun uneducated people. I didn't slide one back. I put this gun in my mouth with every intent to pull the trigger, and I pulled the trigger only to hear a click. So that was either divine intervention or the gun wasn't loaded. The gun wasn't loaded, people, because I was so out of it, I just couldn't function. I went to the range that day just to try to blow off some steam, and I went through about 500 rounds, which did help until I got back home and still saw her stuff there. I tried to kill myself. I didn't succeed because after I cleaned the gun, I loaded the magazine, but I didn't insert the magazine into the firearm. So that's what saved me. That's what saved me. I wouldn't be here talking to you today if I had done my normal routine. What stopped me from my normal routine was I got a phone call from my brother, just checking up on things. He wanted to let me know that he made me a mixtape or a mix CD. And so I talked to him for a little bit, and I got sidetracked, put everything up, and that was it. Depression is real. I promise you, depression is real. Now, if you've never suffered from it, that's one thing. But to tell somebody that has suffered from it that it's not real, it's just a state of mind, is an absolute crock of shit, right? Because depression really is real. And it hurts. It hurts yourself. It hurts others that witness you going through it. But there is a way out. I don't have a secret formula for you to come out of depression, but there is a way out. You got to find people that have suffered with it before, because I will be straight up honest with you. I still have my moments where I just don't want to deal with people. I don't want to deal with the outside world. But I'm not depressed anymore. I guess I'm more introverted than anything now. But I'm not depressed. I'm not on any antidepressants anymore. And I haven't been for several years. But this thing called life will beat you down to the point of just saying, you know what, this isn't worth it anymore. Boom. Or this isn't worth it anymore. Slice. It doesn't matter. There's a million ways to do it. But you get what I'm saying. There's nothing about this life that's worth going to that extreme. And I'll tell you why. If I ended my life that day, I wouldn't have went through almost a 10-year relationship, a 5-year marriage out of that almost 10-year relationship. The marriage ended. I wouldn't have a beautiful daughter. Let me repeat that. I wouldn't have my beautiful daughter who looks up to me, who expects me to teach her, guide her, mold her, and be with her, spend time with her. I wouldn't have any of this. I am blessed beyond measure, as I've stated earlier. I am way too blessed. I have a job that pays my bills. Not always on time, but, you know, it happens. My lights are on. I have hot water. I have running water. I have a roof over my head. I have a car. I have everything I need because I'm blessed beyond measure. I want you guys, if anybody out there is listening to this right now, and if you are in a spot where you think you just cannot take it anymore, I want you to voice message this podcast right now. I want you to stop listening to it. I want you to voice message me right now, and I will talk you through whatever you need to be talked through. I don't care what it is. It could be mommy issues, daddy issues, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife issues. I will talk you through whatever you need talked through, as long as it's respectful. Because I want everybody out there to know that there is something else out there for you, regardless of if you see it or feel it right now. I've been through hell and back, and I promise you, the journey, it's not over. But where I've gotten now, or where I've gotten to now, is absolutely amazing. Because I've experienced so much in such a short amount of time. And I've done so many things that so many other people couldn't fathom doing. But I want you guys to understand something right now. Anybody that's going through it right now, there is light at the end of that, what seems to be an infinite tunnel of darkness. There really is. You just have to persevere and just keep moving. That's going to end this podcast right here. I want everybody out there that's listened to this to understand that life is a serious thing, but you can't take it too seriously because we're only here for a very short amount of time. Very short amount of time. Don't take things for granted because I promise you, once they're taken away from you, you'll miss them. Don't take your significant other for granted because once they're gone, they're gone. Just don't take life for granted. That's all there is to it. Until next time, guys, thank you so much for stopping in. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening to me talk for the last 30 minutes. And I hope if any of this was helpful, hit the like button, hit the share button, voice message me. I'll be glad to talk with anybody about anything. Again, this has been a very good, probably productive episode. In other words, you know, for me anyway. Until next time, guys, keep an ear out, keep an eye out, because we will go live again. It won't be 3 months, hopefully. And this has been another podcast from the Blabbering Man Show. Take it easy, guys.